Black Love Noise Talk Radio. Black Noise!
Man, I can understand how it might be kind of hard to love a girl like me. I don't blame you much for wanting to be free. I just wanted you to know.
Swiss only let the beat rock.
Oh! Oh!
For all my South side that know me best, I feel like me and Taylor might still have. I made that bitch famous.
Damn.
I made that bitch famous. For all the girls that got from Kanye West, if you see him in the streets, give him Kanye's best. Why? They mad they ain't famous.
Damn.
They mad they still nameless.
Talk that talk, man.
A man in the store trying to try his best, but he just can't seem to get Kanye fresh. But we still hood famous.
Damn.
Yeah, we still hood famous.
I just wanted you to know I've loved you better than your own candy. From the very start, I don't blame you much for wanting to be free.
Wake up, Mr. West.
I just wanted you to know.
I be Puerto Rican Day Parade floating. That Benz Marina Del Rey coasting. She be Puerto Rican Day Parade waving. Last month I helped her with the car payment. Young and we alive. We never gonna die. I just copped a jet to fly out of a personal debt. Put one up in the sky. The sun is in my eyes. Woke up and felt the vibe. No matter how hard they try, we never gonna die.
I just wanted you to know.
I don't blame you much for wanting to be free. I just wanted you to know.
I knew him as a revolutionary. He was against America's foreign policy objectives, and he stood out. That man died, but he led his country. They had no debt. There's no country on earth that doesn't have debt. But Libya didn't have debt. Libya gave some of the oil money back to all the citizens. Libya armed the whole country and had depots where if anything happened, they could go and get arms. A man who is a despot does not arm his people that they can be manipulated to come against him. But the moment he gave up his weapons of mass destruction to come in out of the cold, who came to Libya? It was Richard Pearl. And where did he go? He went directly to Benghazi, because it was from Benghazi that Gaddafi overthrew the king. He's from that area of the world. So now they never did like Gaddafi, so they started stimulating the upset, the unrest, the dissatisfaction. And I don't care how good any leader is, there's always dissatisfaction. created a refugee crisis that is destabilizing the countries in Europe. So when Mr. Trump said, we can't allow these Muslims, refugees, into America, Donald J. Trump is calling for a total and complete shutdown of Muslims entering the United States until our country's representatives can figure out what the hell is going on. Hillary Clinton.
I love him. Well, I'd stay with him and listen to this stuff. See, you're lying to someone when you're getting old, period. They ain't all fools. You don't get to be old being no fools. So, a lot of young white men is dead in the motherfucker. So, he sat out there telling his story, and he said, when I first came up here from Tupelo, Mississippi, I drove up here in a tractor. That's right, 746 miles on one tank of gas. So I had to leave Tupelo because I was working down there. I was in charge of the levee in Lawrence County. So one night the levee bust, and they blamed it on me. And shit, ain't a nigga in the world can hold back no water when he want to go. And they asked me, said, why didn't you warn the people? Well, shit, I couldn't be running through that water warning nobody. They were going to find out sooner or later anyway. I worked for this white man, and his name was Bud Jennings. And I worked for him. He was all right to work for, see? He was all right for a white man. He wasn't bad, see? But he had a son named Junior. He was cockeyed. We called him Cockeyed Junior. And he was hard to work for, man, because his eyes went every which way. He said, nigga, pick that up. You know, and 4 or 5 niggas been down. He fell in love with this girl from Pittsburgh. I went to the depot to pick her up, see? I had a horse named Ginger. I hooked up, went down, did it, went down him, picked her up at the depot. She got off the train. Big woman weighed about 460 pounds. She got off the train sideways, they was pushing her ass off of him. Well, I saw her. I said, well, she's fine for him. He cockeyed, it don't mean nothing to him. And I walked over to her, introduced her. I said, ma'am, Miss Ma'am, no little butt boo. When I tipped my hat, bitch slapped me across my head. I said, nigga, pick up the bag. I said, goddamn. What kind of shit? I ain't never goddamn. What kind of shit? You know, I said this to myself. Well, in them days, that's all niggas could do was get mad. See? Well, I got mad. And I tried to help her in the bucket, the bitch snatched away from me. You know what happened to bitch? She said, goddamn. She stuck on the buggy and the goddamn thing turned over on her. Well, I couldn't laugh. I had to bite a hole in my goddamn lip. Blood trickling down and shit. Half stepped all in her face. I took my time by getting that buggy off her. So I set it up for her, helped her in the buggy, and I was. Then you're home, you know, going home. Bitch, leap over and slap me upside the head again. One of them good ones, too, was sound and punch out. Man, this bitch shot me. Well, I kept on home. I'm thinking of the shit to do with her now. So I went to the tour, yeah, and got me one of them Craig jigsaw, and I saw the bottom out of the outhouse. And I hid in the bushes, waiting for this big collard green eating bitch to go to the bathroom. Well, now about 8:30, she comes next to go to the bathroom. I'm over in the bushes looking at him. She wobbled off to the outside and then opened the door, went in, shut the door. I heard a big splash. That's when I got in the tractor and drove over here. I wasn't mad no more either.
First things first, rest in peace, Uncle Phil. For real, you the only father that I ever knew. I get my pregnant, I'ma be a better you. Prophecies that I made way back in the veil. Fulfill. Listen, even back when we was broke, my team ill. Martin Luther King would have been on Dreamville, talk to him. One time for my LA sisters. One time for my LA. Lame nigga can't tell the difference. One time for a nigga who knows.
Don't save her, she don't wanna be saved. Don't save her, she don't wanna be saved. Don't save her, she don't wanna be saved. Don't save her, she don't wanna be saved.
No role models and I'm here right now. No role models to speak of. Searching through my memory, I couldn't find one. Last night I was getting my feet rubbed by the baddest. Not Trina, but I swear to God, it's make you call your girl up and tell her, hey, what's good? Sorry, I'm never coming home, I'ma stay for good. Then hang the phone up and proceed to lay the wood. I came fast like 911 in white neighborhoods. Ain't got no shame about it. She think I'm spoiled and I'm rich cause I can have any. Got defensive and said, nah, I was the same without it. But then I thought back to a better me. Before I was a B-list celebrity, before I started calling Christmas so heavily. Back when you could get a platinum plaque without no melody, you wasn't sweating me. One time for my L.A. sisters. One time for my L.A. Lame people can't tell the difference. One time for a nigga who knows.
Don't save her, she don't wanna be saved. Don't save her, she don't wanna be saved. Don't save her, she don't wanna be saved. Don't save her, she don't wanna be saved.
I want a real love, dark skin and Aunt Viv love. That tater in that weird love. That leave a toothbrush at your crib, love. And you ain't gotta wonder whether that's your kid, love. Like, I don't want no from reality shows. Out of touch with reality. It's out in Hollywood, bringing back 5 or 6. Kick them, then we kick them to the door. You know how it goes. She deserve that. She a bird, it's a bird trap. You think about it in rap, she would flirt back. Taking off a skirt, let her wear my shirt. But she leave, I'ma need my shirt back. You know how it goes. One time for my L.A. sisters. One time for my L.A. Lame nigga can't tell the difference. One time for a nigga who knows.
Don't save her, she don't wanna be saved. Don't save her, she don't wanna be saved. Don't save her, she don't wanna be saved. Don't save her, she don't wanna be saved.
There's an old saying in Tennessee, I know it's in Texas, probably in Tennessee, that says, fool me once, shame on you. It fooled me, we can't get fooled again.
Fool me one time, shame on you. Fool me twice, can't put the blame on you. Fool me 3 times, the peace sign, load the chopper, let it rain on you. Fool me one time, shame on you. Fool me twice, can't put the blame on you. Fool me 3 times, the peace sign, load the chopper, let it rain on you. My only regret was too young for Lisa Bonet. My only regret was too young for me alone. Now all I'm left with is from reality shows. Handed a script to be, probably couldn't read alone. My only regret was too young for Sade Adu. My only regret could never take Aaliyah home. Now all I'm left with is up at Greystone. With the stale face cause they know it's they song. She shallow with the
successful, now you got gray in your feet.
you want to turn around now and just capitulate and give in and just join them and make as much money as you can? Think a white people are going to accept you? That's not going to happen. That's not going to happen, Brother Rich. Trust me, it's not. Elijah Muhammad said that Master Farhad Muhammad told him that the wheels and the gears of racism, white supremacy, are going to come grinding to a halt. All right, then what are black people going to do? What are you going to do every single day that we have to eat? What are you going to do for food? You understand what I'm saying? Where are the Jim Browns going to go when there's anarchy in the streets and people are rioting and burning and looting? Where are you going to go? And again, this is a very real dynamic, but we're not too far away from that particular dynamic, man. And that really has to be happening in America. So I think what we really truly need to do is reflect that. This is why it's necessary for us to constantly call on the ancestors and to remember the ancestors, because even if they were in his psyche, man, you would never go make a move like that and go to the White House and sound so foolish, like you just sold our people out, man. You understand? So I made a song some time ago, and I said it like I was an old dude. I made a song called "Feel Niggas in a Huddle." And we were talking about what if all the field niggas got together on the plantation and we just got in the huddle and we spoke our own native tongue and we came up with a plan. You understand what I'm saying? We locked white people out. Alright? And we just carried the plan out. None of us having interaction with any of them. I said that could be a possibility. But when you have Negroes like this going to the White House, getting their set of instruction, and coming back out, I don't give a rat's ass how old I get. I'm not selling my people out, man. There's been a history of that, man. And I'm going to tell you, that's traitorous, man. And treasonous. The punishment for that is death. Plain and simple. Plain and simple. I know that may sound kind of harsh, man, but come on, man. We just approach you all the time that you would go to the White House and scratch and duck and kneel and all this other stuff that you're doing, man. And this ain't no let's come down on Jim Brown interview or Kanye West or Ray Lewis or Floyd Mayweather. But the coolest just has to stop. Plain and simple. It just has to stop. And that's a very, very, very real dynamic, man, that we got to put under the microscope and hold these people accountable. Plain and simple. Well, who's going to hold them accountable, Brother Rich? Who's going to, if we don't have an infrastructure and we don't have a council of elders together that they have to report to and answer to, who's going to hold them accountable, man? They're not going to answer you or I. But if we had an army, if we had a drop squad, then they would have to answer, no matter what. So the question is asked in the lesson, in the supreme wisdom. Will you sit at home and wait for a mystery God to bring you food? The answer is emphatically no. Me and my people have been lost from our home for 379 years and tried this so-called mystery God with bread, clothing, and a home, and we received nothing but hard times, nothingness, hunger, nakedness, and out of doors. Also, we were beaten and killed by the very same ones that advocated that God. And no relief came to us until the Son of Man came and not to our aid by the name of our prophet, W.D. Frye. That's from the Supreme Court. Terrifies itself anytime the slave can only be free by imitating life.
found the common absolute necessity for the survival of mankind. Let me say finally that our post-war in Vietnam because I love America. I speak out against this war, not in anger, but with undying sorrow in my heart, above all with a passionate desire to see our beloved country stand as a model example of the world. I speak out against this war because I'm disappointed with America. There can be no great disappointment where there is no great love. I'm disappointed with our failure to deal positively and forthrightly with the triple evils of racism, economic exploitation, and militarism. We are presently moving down a dead end road that can lead to national disaster. America has strayed to the far country of racism and militarism. All men are made in the image of God. All men are brothers. All men are created equal. Every man is an heir to a legacy of dignity and worth. Every man has rights that are neither conferred by nor derived from the state they are God given. Out of one word, God made all men to dwell upon the face of the earth. What a marvelous foundation for any home. For the glorious and healthy place to inhabit. America stray away. This unnatural explosion has brought only confusion and bewilderment. Left heart-taking with guilt, minds distorted with irrationality. It is time for all people a conscience to call upon America. Come back home. Come home, America. Let's go away now. Sometimes it means being frustrated when you tell the truth and take a stand. Sometimes it means losing a child, means being abused and scorned. May mean having a 7-8-year-old child asking your daddy, why do you have to go to jail so much? I've long since learned that being a follower of Jesus Christ means taking up the cross. My Bible tells me that Good Friday comes before Easter. For the crown we wear that
looking for revenge. All summer 16, playing dirty, not clean. Out front 4 season, looking like a damn football team. All in the same thing, all rapping one thing. Looking for revenge. To do what you couldn't do. Tell Obama that my verses are just like the whips to the end. They bulletproof. Minus 20, we in Bentonville. They had Kane's Kitchen in the Canada Goose. Famous as but I'm still in the cut when they run up the truth. I'm Mr. Sicko, a real sicko when you get to know me. I let the diss record drive, you was staying right below me. We must have played it 100 times. Trust me, you're the first.
time. It's nothing personal. I wouldn't put it to anyone. And I blame where I came from. And I blame all my dead ones. You look like Draymond. You better all understand us. Them boys, they're a handful. Then I hit them with the high line. Chris Breezy with the dance moves. Mo G with the dance moves. Bad boy with the dance moves. Jimi Hendrix with the solo. Those are strings that you can't pull. Really dish it out. Come and get it from the source. With all the word of mouth. Go to state, running practice at my house. What am I about? You gon' really feel it now. I'm out here looking for revenge. All summer 16. All summer 16. Playing dirty, not clean. Out front four seasons, looking like a damn football team. All reppin' one thing. Looking for revenge.
Anymore. And I don't know about you. I ain't gonna study war no more.
All you boys in the North Carolina wanna meet me in the middle. All your exes know I let my own slip be in the middle. You would love it if I went away and didn't say nothing else. How am I keeping it real by keeping it true to myself? You was never gang, 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 gang. Now I got a house in LA. Now I got a bigger pool than Ye. And look, man, Ye look nice. Mine's just bigger, is what I'm saying. I'm that, what I'm saying. Getting the same done around here. How you let me run it down here? I'm not even from around here. 666666. Soon as I'm back in the city, they throw the rain. I might get a key to the city and give it away. Or give it to one of the young boys and carry it away. So trust me, they'll be out here looking for revenge. Awesome. Summer 16, playing dirty, not clean. Out front four seasons, looking like a damn football
like a
team.
Damn football team.
All repping one thing.
All repping one thing.
Looking for revenge.
Looking for revenge.
They don't
want
to stab a bigger pool than Kanye.
Black Noise Radio is over.